This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Surprise, the House overwhelmingly approved, of course, a ban on Russian oil imports. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for joining us here on the show. Yes, we've talked about this for the past 2+ weeks. Russia invading the Ukraine and the images that keep coming in and the images that so many people are seeing of people fleeing with children and bags and what they have on their back is, I think, is the best way to describe the scene. And thank goodness for the wonderful souls that meet them often there, especially at that border in Poland, where I saw the best image, I think, that I've seen of people helping other people and not wanting any credit for it. On the train station platforms, there was a line of maybe 10 dozen strollers, empty strollers, just sitting there waiting for the women who were coming off the trains who had children in their arms, young children, to put into those strollers so that they could have a place to rest them and move on. I mean, what a tremendously thoughtful thing, because of course it's the little things, it's the things you're not thinking about when all of a sudden you're in a position that you're fleeing and you don't have a stroller that you're pulling behind you because it's just not possible. So at this point we're seeing that, like I mentioned, the House was, of course, talking about this and going to do this out of Washington, saying that this is the effort to put into law the restrictions announced by the president in response to the escalating war in the Ukraine. So even going a little bit further than Biden's import ban on Russian oil. So what do I mean by that? Looking at broad strokes of the bill, that it would encourage a review of Russia's status in the World Trade Organization and would signal U.S. support for sanctions on Russian officials over human rights violations, and also continue to work economically to isolate the current regime in Russia. So really, you've got the Dems and the Republicans who are eager to act, and they don't want to risk these higher gas prices at home in order to support the Ukraine with a show of bipartisanship. But the legislation was approved 414-17, and now you know how this thing works. It goes to the Senate. So it may cost more to fill up tanks at home to stop Vladimir Putin, but it's certainly bringing solidarity and more debate on what really needs to be done and what can we do to bring an end to what's going on to the people who are now getting more cornered like cockroaches than they were in the very first week. Because now it is about just shell, shell, shell. And if it is innocent people who are fleeing, they'll probably get hit. The other thing is there are big warnings about the fact that Russia might use chemical or biological weapons in the Ukraine. And even at a daily press briefing, the White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said it's preposterous that this could be part of an attempt by Russia to lay the groundwork for using weapons of mass destruction against the Ukraine itself. Because what they're trying to say is, well, this is the Ukraine. This is what they're going to do to us. They've got the chemical weapons, and if they're going to go to the chemical weapons, so we have to have the same opportunity to use them if this is what's going to be used on us. It's, again, a lot of those false narratives that are flying around as to what the Ukraine has and what they don't have as far as going after and counteracting the pull of the Russian troops. Then the other thing, and a big part of this, is, so can you imagine if they used chemical weapons on the people? Oh, we've seen some of those images before back in Syria. And think of Bashar Assad denying that, and then think of the bodies just strewn in the streets. The other thing that's going on is the Pentagon ruled out sending warplanes to the Ukraine. So there was conversation about that. But the idea was that it would be such a low benefit that it wouldn't be helpful. It wouldn't work. So the Defense Department's chief spokesperson, a guy you see trotted out usually to talk to reporters, John Kirby, said, "We don't support the transfer, that at this time it would be a mistake in trying to supplement Ukraine's inventory of fighter aircraft because it would be seen by Russia as escalatory and it wouldn't do much to help the Ukraine, so it doesn't make any sense." Because, of course, in the last couple of days, President Zelensky has been appealing to NATO countries for help establishing a no-fly zone, or at least supplying Kyiv with the means to better police its skies by itself. But the kibosh was put on the proposal, a Polish proposal, to put its Soviet MiG-29s in Germany to be used by the United States in aiding the Ukrainian war effort. And as they said, from the Defense Department, we don't have any desire to have them in our custody, to have them transferred, because it would not be effective. The Pentagon maintains that supplying the Ukraine with ground-based air defense missiles, like surface-to-air missiles, that's more effective at weakening Russian forces, and especially its air capabilities. So more about evaluating the type of weapons they need rather than aircraft, that seems to be right now the direction that our government is taking. That's their tact on what they're willing to do that they believe will help Zelensky and the Ukrainian people. I mean, so here we are 2 weeks and counting into this thing, and I think it's going to get ugly. You know, when you hear about Russia bombing a maternity ward, and then you hear the whisperings of nukes and the whisperings of chemical weapons, that's not good. But it is a certain kind of hell that somebody would, I think, end up in if they're targeting helpless mothers and babies by bombing a maternity hospital. I mean, they're underneath the wreckage. People, children, that's what's happening in Mariupol. Bodies are piling up, they say, so fast that the people there have begun burying them in mass graves because they have no other alternative at this point. So at least 17 people were wounded, including women in labor, when that was hit. So the accusation is that Russian forces deliberately targeted the maternity ward, which has a pediatric unit, and was literally destroyed. And there were victims that were just being carried out, heavily pregnant women, bleeding, one on a stretcher. Another woman is clutching her baby and dying as they were moving her. Just a horrific thing. One of the worst images, I think, I've seen of this whole ordeal at this point. All right, what's happening closer to home? The big buzz? It is the kvetching over gas. How much you paying? Next.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Vietnam immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
What we're paying at the pumps, we'll get into that, but a round of applause for everybody reaching out to do whatever they can to help the Ukrainians. I love this one organization I found out more about. I talked about it briefly the other day, Sunflower of Peace. It's a nonprofit, and it's raising money to prepare first aid medical tactical backpacks, is what they call them, for paramedics and doctors that are there on the front lines. And these backpacks are really neat. I talked to someone today, and they are definitely designed for groups of maybe up to 10 people, and it includes first aid supplies, bandages, medicine, medical instruments, all that kind of stuff. And it's really helping many people who go in and are trying to aid these people, like in Mariupol, to do whatever they can. And I mean, already they believe they've saved hundreds of lives, because they've got everything in them for proper medical care. And listen, it's amazing, again, when you're trying to help somebody but you just don't have the right bandages, the right gauze, the right things that you need. When somebody, for example, at that hospital, where there were pregnant women, they were pulling out, and there was so many people affected, and they were scrambling to try to have the right kind of gear to bandage them up, the ones who were living. So these hundreds of thousands of U.S. dollars provided hundreds of medical workers in the Ukraine with that equipment that they didn't have because their resources are drained. And they even have bigger needs than that. So this is one of my favorites, the Sunflower of Peace. It's easily, whatever search engine you have, you go there, you can find out more about it, and there's safe links to donate. And I think it's just tremendous what they have done in the name of helping these people who are really just stuck and desperate to give people the care they need, and knowing that it could be the difference of saving them. Then there's a thing called CARE, and they're raising money for their Ukrainian crisis fund, and they've got food, water, hygiene kits, support services, direct cash, and they're getting closer to the millions they need, and they want to help 4 million Ukrainians, and they're prioritizing the families who fled, the girls, the women, the elderly people that also fled. So this is another wonderful group, from everything that I saw and was told about, where you can also donate. And then I'll just give you one more, International Medical Corps, and they have been giving primary health care and mental health services in eastern Ukraine since, I want to say, 2014. So they're raising money to expand it for people affected by this war. I mean, the cold weather, the economic insecurity, the lead up to the attack. We've got 3 million Ukrainians relying on humanitarian assistance just for the basics. So that's what they do. They deploy medical teams for that primary, even health insurance, and also mental health, COVID-19, whatever else the people are being displaced and they need something specific. That's kind of what their deal is let's get granular, let's figure out what we can do to help. All right, gas prices, there's just not much relief. You know, the numbers are ugly. The expectation is that the average price, not the price that most people are paying, but the average price will be $4.25 a gallon by May, and it'll stay at least above $4 until November. That's pretty dire, right? So they're not just sticking around for a little bit, they're sticking around for a lot. And you think of the spring and you think of the summer, and where now a lot of our economy, thank goodness, is open after 2 years of COVID-19 restrictions and differences from place to place. So somebody gave me the great advice and wanted to pass it on to you, the listener. I'm sure you've heard this. Just keep a steady wheel, a steady speed when you're driving. Don't rev up the engine. That's like every time I get to a light, somebody wants to rev up the engine. I don't know if they're challenging me to a drag race or what, but I see this constantly. And then, of course, flooring it. So that's one way to stretch the gas. I have a feeling this audience isn't flooring it, though. I just don't think so. Now, the revving it up, I don't know. Somebody may be revving it up, because it seems as though it's like the Fast and the Furious since the pandemic started. Because it's a weird thing, right? The you're in, you're not allowed out, or you can go out, but no one else is out, and the whole thing that we went through in the last 2 years. So that's what I account that for. Prices spiking more than 11% in 7 days. Are you kidding? 7 days. That is a huge hike. And you've been warned it's going to get worse. So it's not going to go backwards. It's not going to be, oh, it's May and we're giving you some relief. It's not. Just purely on the numbers are ugly. I mean, ugly in trying to combat that. So then you look at the supply, and you've got a lot of CEOs feeling the heat, and they're biting back, some of them. Like the Conoco Phillips chief executive, Ryan Lance, he said that, the United States is suffering really from poor energy policy, poor regulatory policy, that led the energy strains now occupying the world's attention. So the push to renewable energy aid and a maligning of the fossil fuel industry has really, which is true, right? No, with fossil fuels. But we're not there yet when it comes to alternatives. So now we get caught in the middle, and we have that supply shortage. Because, of course, oil and gas is going to surge supply and demand. And I think it's good that you have Ryan Lance making comments when he's asked about it. and says exactly what I agree with, that you've got energy strains that are occupying everybody's attention. And then the idea of trying to approach business and look at whatever's going on economically and jump in front of this would have made a huge difference. Oil jumped 7% to up to, at one point in the day, $132 a barrel. That's up from $78 at the end of last year. Mm. Now, what's interesting about Conoco, they certainly have some interest in opening Alaska's North Slope, the Willow Project, that they call an amazing new play. It's been tied up in a regulatory review after a federal judge ruled the company did not adequately answer questions for its permit. But as the population grows and as we get thirsty for more oil, it may be that you just can't lose sight of where it's headed. Like that 7% to 132, my gosh. That is crazy, that number. And the fact that you have economists, you have people in the oil and gas business saying, oh, well, listen, this is going to be all the way through November. So if you're thinking, well, maybe we're going to get a break here eventually, because I think in your head, at least in my head, that's what happens, right? And then we have a bounce back. It's like a market correction. Well, sure, it's going to bounce back. But this is tough when you don't have the supplies. Because it doesn't, you have to have them. I mean, that's what the bottom line is, right? And if you don't, well, then that's where it stands, right? Something out of nothing, it sounds good, right? But it's not so easy, right? Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Okay, so oil prices are skyrocketing, and people are trying to stay full, fill it up, do whatever they can because they're caught in the middle of it, especially if they have to commute. You have to commute at least a couple of times a week and maybe more. And depending on where you live, of course, it's going to eat up more of that gas, and it leads to more pulling up the pump and yada yada and so on and so forth. And this is the number one thing. Are you shocked? Yeah, you're shocked. It's the number one thing that people are talking about in the U.S. I don't have to shake a magic eight ball. I don't have to consult Madam Cleo. I know it to be true because everywhere I go, people, strangers, will start talking to me about gas and how ridiculous it is and how they're bunching up. A guy said this to me today at the bank while we were both waiting for a half an hour. Bunching things up, bunching up those errands. All right, I will meet you in another turn or two down the road.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
The Pentagon is rejecting a Polish plan to provide Ukraine with MiG fighter jets by transferring them through a U.S. base in Germany. The Pentagon said Ukraine has greater needs and that a U.S. intelligence assessment says such an aircraft transfer would pose high risk of escalating the war. U.S. officials said they're pursuing other options like air defense and anti-armor weapons. Here at home, Senator Marsha Blackburn told Newsmax the U.S. needs an Operation Warp Speed for American energy to boost production.
We need to be uncapping wells in Florida and Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Oklahoma. We need to be putting that into our supply chain.
As of Wednesday morning, AAA reported gas prices nationwide hit $4.25 per gallon. This is USA Radio News. It's a swing and a miss for Major League Baseball. Tim Knight explains.
Major League Baseball is postponing two more weeks of regular season games. In a statement released by the league, it was announced opening day is moving to at least April 14th after talks on Wednesday stalled. The MLB Players Association rejecting three offers on an international draft resolution, which became the latest issue in negotiations.
The U.S. House is moving toward approving a massive spending bill anchored by $13.6 billion for battered Ukraine and its European allies. The money covers the U.S. costs of sending troops and weapons to Eastern Europe and equipping allied forces. The money is part of a $1.5 trillion bill financing federal agencies for the rest of this year. And truckers in D.C. say they'll continue driving around until lawmakers meet with them over lifting the COVID-19 state of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Settlements relating to a job and sunken ships. Part of what we're talking about, it's the numbers. Some of them are pretty ugly. This one's not ugly if you're Zucker. Yeah, the former CNN president, Jeff Zucker, made a pretty sweet deal with CNN. $10 million. So the former prez, it has cut that deal with Warner Media. They say it's about $10 million for agreeing not to sue after he was forced to resign. So, hey, we're forcing you to resign. We don't want you to sue. How much do we need to give you so we can have you shut up? Oh, $10 million. So he announced his resignation February 2nd. And why? Because he was messing around. He had a relationship with a senior network exec. And in their contracts, it says you explicitly can't do that, supposedly. So he decided weeks ago to accept the settlement offer. One-time payment, kind of like the lottery, one-time payment of around $10 million. So he hired an attorney right after he resigned. And this attorney was a killer, Patricia Glasser. So immediately, what does she do? She writes to Warner Media to warn the execs and the CEO that the characterization of how everything went down was inching close to becoming defamatory toward the client. Ooh, you can just see the dollars floating around. So the CEO, Jason Kilar, admitted Jeff Zucker and executive Allison Golst violated company policies direct to the news network's standards and practices by not notifying the company of the relationship. So check this out. If they had notified the company, hey, by the way, we were friends for half of our lives and we're both divorced, we're single, we've been single for a long time and we've started seeing each other, that's just what's happening, they'd be okay. And it was only discovered, this is what always happens, it was only discovered because Chris Cuomo was being investigated about his relationship with his brother, the disgraced former New York governor, Andrew Cuomo. Golst last month resigned as an executive vice president and chief marketing officer after she had to acknowledge her relationship, by the way, with Zucker. So, I don't know, 10 million lump sum? So, is that a good thing? Well, I have to believe he's happy. He is, I mean, the ratings are just crushed. Like they're like 90% down. So now he gets out of a sticky situation anyway. I think he wins. Sometimes the man with the most money left wins. In this case, I think he won. I'm going to say he did. All right, Kelly Clarkson. So you imagine, you know, all the work she went through after coming off of American Idol and getting suddenly noticed and having record deals and commercials, and now she has a television talk show. So Kelly Clarkson and Brandon Blackstock were married, got divorced, but this divorce agreement, he is a lucky, lucky man, shows that Clarkson has to pay monthly child support to Blackstock, $45,601. They have two kids together, and they're going to share custody. She also had to make a one-time payment. Here we go with the one-time payments. $1.3 million, $115,000 in monthly spousal support until January of 2024. Oh! And, you know, she might feel like that's pretty good because he was asking for the sky and the moon and everything else he could get his hands on. So that's a lot of money to you and me, but think of the lifestyle. $115,000 in monthly spousal support until January of 2024. That's a sweet deal for him. So Clarkson was awarded, they had a Montana house. She was awarded that in divorce, but the ex-husband is actually living there and paying her rent. So he's taking care of the livestock. You know, they just divorced in 2020. 7 years married. Wow. Love is there and then it ain't. And then whoever has the most money doesn't necessarily win. They gotta pay. And that's what happened there. All right. I love these stories of sunken ships and diving to find the ships. And because I think the stories they tell are so rich. And this is a very rich story. So there's the ship of the British-Irish explorer, Sir Ernest Shackleton, and it was found more than 100 years after it sunk. Because, you know, there's a lot of sunken ships. And it was actually located by a team of scientists, historians, and filmmakers a century after it sunk off the coast of Antarctica, of all places, right? But he was exploring. So that's what they were doing. And that's where it all ended. And you look at, they have underwater pictures of it, and it got stuck in thick ice in the Weddell Sea during a transatlantic expedition. So it was discovered 1.9 miles deep along the northern coast of Antarctica. Wild seeing it. And this was the scientists and historians and even a filmmaker, and they had their ship and their mission was called Endurance, and they're going across the ice, and the fact that they found that ship is so cool. They used hybrid underwater search vehicles, that's what they call them, to find the ship. So they go down and they're poking around. Now, the Endurance is not going to be moved or taken apart. That's kind of the guidelines of
a treaty in those waters, but it'll remain in that location. It'll be studied, mapped, photographed, and you can see the endurance on the back of it. What a cool job to have that you're trying to find these boats and you find it. And they found it. And what kind of tales will the boat tell? And there may be some because of what they find on the boat. I think it's very cool. Sometimes they turn those ships into underwater parks after they've explored them and gone through everything that's there that might be worthwhile. Some kind of trinket from back in the day when the ship was crossing or something else to identify perhaps a parent, grandparent, whoever was on the ship that they lost. But it has to be neat to be one of the first people on the scene to that. And the pictures were very clear. I mean, you can see these pictures as though they were meant that way. And it's interesting to watch it. All right, bankruptcy would also fit into these numbers that we're throwing out here. A U.S. bankruptcy judge approved Purdue Pharma and Sackler's $6 billion settlement agreement with the states. That's what the Connecticut AG has said about that, saying that the new agreement reached earlier this month after eight states and the District of Columbia ultimately appealed a previous deal doesn't provide protection to the Sackler families for any future liability relating to the opioid crisis. So at this point, you got victims and survivors, and they have the chance to speak directly to the Sacklers and share the damage and destruction they caused. I think there's something about that day in court and being able to do that, which is, I don't know, it's full closure, but it certainly gives them something to make them feel better anyway by at least confronting him. So as part of that deal, the Sackler families will allow any institutions or organizations nationwide to remove the Sackler name from physical facilities and academic, medical, cultural programs, scholarships, all of that. They can keep, of course, the scholarships, all of that's in place, but they have to remove their names. But there was a big settlement. So the big settlement, I think, will help some of the pain. This way, victims, the people who need the money, have a better chance at getting the money. And the Sacklers damaged and destroyed a lot of lives. If you want to see something good that you could binge, and I believe it's on HBO, Dope Sick. Could be Hulu, but Dope Sick is the name of it. Michael Keaton is the lead character in this, the doctor, and it's on Hulu, by the way. So I mentioned Hulu. It's on Hulu, though. Don't go looking for it other places. I watched it. It was incredible from end to end. To really understand that opioid poisoning that I think pharma was behind and why everybody got a little foothold and went after them, and they should have. But seeing it come to life on the screen, it's very, very well done. And they're I'm sure, because I thought I knew a lot about the crisis and what was happening until I watched that. And then I realized, oh, I'm a puppy in my knowledge of this, meaning that there's just so much that you don't realize. And I don't know, is ignorance bliss or is it better to know? I think it's better to know. And a lot of young people, older people, upstanding citizens, if you will, had problems. So if you are even thinking, as this leaves my lips, about painkillers and just stop the pain, stop the bleeding, stop whatever it is that ails you, I think it'd be pretty easy to get hooked on opioids because you feel good and you had an accident. Something else happened to you. You don't feel good. You want the pain to go away. All right, finishing out the hour, mailbag next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Steal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah!
All right, I say this all the time. We don't have to dig in the mail bag because why? It is full to the brim every single show, and that's on all of you. Thanks for that. I've also said this. I've worked in the number one radio, media, television market in the U.S. That's New York. And even there, none of us really got that kind of volume, the volume that I see. So bravo. And I know some of that is because people definitely take the show at all different times. And thanks to our affiliates, we've got all different times that it's being offered. So this one comes to us from Hal, who listens to us in a place where a lot of people listen to us, KVOI, 10:30 a.m. That would be Tucson, Arizona. And he says, Hal says, Kate, come to Arizona. We are having fun again in Arizona. You were talking the other day about being out at a live mall area that reminded you a lot of California. We have a lot of those, too, in all over Arizona, in Tucson and Phoenix and a lot of different suburban areas. And you're right, more people are out smiling, hanging out, practicing patience because still there are not enough servers at half the restaurants and there still are supply chain issues, but it does feel like the page has turned. I agree with you. Let's hope that it continues this trend and we can call it an endemic. We can call it a renewal. We can call it whatever we want to call it. But the good news is I think a lot of us, luckily, have been able to move forward. So be kind. Be patient and really inhale all of this. I love that. I love that, Hal. Absolutely. That's how I feel. I feel like every weekend I'm definitely carving up time to be out there. And I'm enjoying it. And I feel like other people are, too, that even if, you know, there are things that you have to deal with, and you're right about that whole patience thing, because there still aren't enough people working. Remember, there was the great resignation, and restaurants were closed. People found other jobs. Some people came back, but not enough for almost many of the places in my neighborhood. And remember, I'm in a big city, in a suburb outside of a big city, and it's the people are doing the best they can. I mean, banks are the great example. I was in the bank waiting forever to get into a safe deposit box, and I talked to three different guys, one in front of me who was waiting, waiting, waiting. We started, what did we talk about? He asked me about gasoline for some reason. I feel like I'm the gas buddy, you know, that you go to. How much did you pay? And then somebody behind me was the same thing there where we talked about a couple of different things and being patient because of what was happening. And with banks now, a lot of times they just don't have the people. You know, it used to be at one point you go into a bank and it seemed like there was so many people that were in the bank that there wasn't even enough work for them to do. Like I would think, wow, I mean, this bank has so many tellers and they have greeters even. Oh, do you need a pen? Here's some deposit slips, whatever. Now, it's no, that's not what it is. And most people are doing their banking remotely, you know, doing it online if they can and they don't have to go in somewhere. But sometimes you have to go in. And I'm sure that you've all felt that same thing. You're probably feeling the same way wherever you're listening to me, you know, in the United States or even elsewhere. All right, this one is from Mel. Kate, I'm disgusted. I saw what happened in Mariupol. Of all the things the Russian forces could have done, bombing a maternity and children's hospital, that's just twisted. It is. That's a genocide move to me. And I do believe what Zelensky said should happen. There should be a no-fly zone over the country, but you know that they're not going to get that. The fact that the hospital attack happened, even though Russia agreed to a 12-hour pause in hostilities, as they called it, to allow refugees to evacuate, and lots of people were rescued, to target that kind of a facility is just flat out wrong. He is the devil. Well, I can't add to that because I agree with it. I mean, the photographs of pregnant women coming from this bomb-ravaged hospital, blood-stained clothing, the images that are images that you don't want to see. And, I mean, the one woman where it didn't look like she's going to make it, and I think, are they just going to try to take the baby out because she was so far along? She was there to give birth. I mean, what a horrible thing. And there's other words I could use, but I can't use on the air. But you know what I'm saying. It's, yeah, I agree with you. I can't add to that because I agree with you. If I didn't agree with you, different story. But, I mean, how many people are going to say, yeah, oh, right on. Great, great deal there. Not good. This one is from Alan. And Alan says, oh, Kate, it is so annoying to go to the gas station and see the lines if it looks like we have the lowest gasoline, which sometimes I think they're specials and we do where I'm from. But filling up is just more than painful. However, if the squeezing of the Russians by not importing any oil has been part of what's happened here and why the gasoline is so high, and we know that, and we know it's also about opening up wells, domestic wells, and more people drilling, I'm all for whatever we have to do to help the Ukrainian people. I can't watch any more of those images because they're too vivid and they're absolutely real. And it's just sad. I mean, they look like they could, some of these people look like they could live next door to you and be as nice as you can imagine. And then when you have some who make it to conversations with reporters and you see how they're struggling is just tough to take. And there's not enough being done in my mind, but what else can you do? You've got to get them the aid that they need and get them out of the country is what has to happen. As many that can flee, that's more lives saved. Absolutely. It's really astonishing, the numbers, and they're just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But the heat is on Russia, and that's part of the whole deal with gas. But they're going to stay high for a long time. So if this is the buzz in my neighborhood, your neighborhood, and everybody else's, this conversation is just going to be going on and on and on and on and on and on. You know, I used to think, I remember I had a commute from Philadelphia to New York, and it was easy. It was a straight shot. You know, you went down the New Jersey Turnpike, and I know a lot of you have those roads, the major artery, the major highway, and any truckers listening, you certainly know that. And it was great. It was easy. Gas, like, at the time, I don't remember it being ridiculously high. But if I had to do that now, oh, it would be a killer. It would eat into those paychecks. Right? Especially radio paychecks, by the way. So, would it be worth it? That would be the thing. And I loved what I did, but that commute would be killer with the way gas is right now. Because you'd be filling up a lot, and it wouldn't be just a little bit, right? And you can't really rely on the fumes to get you there. You gotta be able to have enough gas. And I think people are I've said it already, people are really, really frustrated. Okay, let's get another one in real quick. This one is from Sam, and Sam says, oh, Kate Delaney, I am weary from the way people treat each other, the things that have just happened in our world, but it brings me joy to hear you with some of the funny things that you have to say on the air, and also your ability to just make me smile. I hope other people feel the same way. Let's unmask and smile and see those pearlies again among us. It is very strange. I think it's strange even making the transition, because I had masks tucked away all over the place in my house. I wasn't wearing them at first, and then there was the mandates, and then I would run to the grocery store, and it's in between the cracks in my front seat. It's stuck in my pantry, if you will. You pull out one of the main drawers and they're there. I'm sure I have one of the world's supplies of masks. And I bet other people have the same deal going on in their house. Oh yeah, guilty. I have them. I got the blue basics. I call them the blue basics. Then the flowery cloth ones, and then people sending me other ones. I mean, they're everywhere. I will have to when I declutter a little more, and I don't have a lot of clutter, but just some papers and stuff, I bet you I'll find some masks probably stuck there, too. All right, thanks so much to Nathan Reeder for his awesome work on the technicals always, and to all of you for listening to this version of the show, this hour anyway.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.